Hey, how's everything going, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。劝告也是一门学问。劝告对你来说是陌生的词汇吗？还是说这个词已经跟你很熟了？不管你是哪种人，我相信愿意对别人进行劝告的人都是一个热心肠的人。在英语当中，我们也要学会一些劝告的短语，比如说我建议你怎么怎么样， I suggest 我建议怎么怎么样，我认为，我觉得， I think 我觉得你不应该怎么样， I don't think you should 那后面呢都是接动词的原形，你应该怎么样， You should do something 或者是 You ought to do something， 你最好怎么样，You'd better do something. 那你最好不要怎么样。You'd better not do something. 一个短语，我建议你现在开始早睡早起。I suggest you keep early hours from now on. 这里 keep early hours 表示早睡早起。From now on 就是表示现在，相当于 now。今天对话当中的主人公 B 生病一直没有好，并且他还有一个常年吸烟的坏习惯。那 A 对他进行了劝告，我们来听一下他们之间的对话。史蒂芬，你今天感觉好点了吗？
Are you feeling better today, Stephen?
好多了，就是晚上睡觉的时候还是会咳嗽。
Much better, but...I'm still coughing at night.
你应该听取医生的建议，把烟戒掉，它很不利于你恢复健康。
You should take advice from your doctor to quit smoking. It's bad for your health.
没关系，我相信过几天我的病就会好了。我上一次生病，即使我吸烟，也不照样好了。
It doesn't matter.I'm sure I'll be all right in a few days. Just like I got sick last time, I still got better even if I smoke.
那是因为你上次病得不严重，但这次医生已经明确给你建议让你不要吸烟。
That's because you weren't seriously ill last time. But this time, the doctor has made it clear to you not to smoke.
说的容易做着难，我是老烟民了，现在戒烟对我来说真的很困难。
Easier said than done. I'm a heavy smoker, and it's really hard for me to quit smoking now.
并没有那么难，只要你下定决心，就一定能成功的。
Not that hard. You can make it if you make up your mind.
其实我很早以前就试过了，但都以失败告终。
Actually, I tried it a long time ago, but it all ended in failure.
但这次不一样啊，你是在为了你的健康而努力，你有了目标。
But this time is different. You're working for your health. You have a goal.
但是你知道，我经常熬夜。吸烟能让我保持清醒。
But you know, I often stay up late, and smoking keeps me awake.
你为什么不早点睡呢？
Why didn't you go to bed earlier?
最近我忙于一个项目，还有一个星期就是截止时间了，我必须在这段时间内完成。
I've been busy.With a project recently, and 1 week is the deadline. I have to finish it during this time.
忙完这段时间，你的时间就很充足了，所以你最好还是早睡早起吧。
You will have plenty of time after this, so you'd better go to bed and get up early by then.
你说的对。我是应该改改我的习惯了， 我会试试的，谢谢你。
You are right. I should change my habits. I'll give it a try. Thank you.
希望你能够尽快好起来，并且成功戒烟。
I hope you can get better soon and quit smoking successfully.
Are you feeling better today, Stephen?
Much better, but I'm still coughing at night.
You should take advice from your doctor to quit smoking. It's bad for your health.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure I'll be all right in a few days. Just like I got sick last time, I still got better even if I smoke.
That's because you weren't seriously ill last time. But this time, the doctor has made it clear to you not to smoke.
Easier said than done. I'm a heavy smoker, and it's really hard for me to quit smoking now.
Not that hard. You can make it if you make up your mind.
Actually, I tried it a long time ago, but it all ended in failure.
But this time is different. You're working for health.You have a goal.
But you know, I often stay up late, and smoking keeps me awake.
Why didn't you go to bed earlier?
I've been busy with a project recently, and 1 week is the deadline. I have to finish it during this time.
You will have plenty of time after this, so you'd better go to bed and get up early by then.
You're right. I should change my habits.I'll give it a try. Thank you.
I hope you can get better soon and quit smoking successfully.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily, 在公众号里回复节目两个字可以加入本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.